Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the free state of Florida, it is the Driveway Liberty Podcast. Hey guys, I'm your Uncle Wes, and I'm here with my good friend Travis. Dan is on special Corona assignment tonight.
For the 195th time?
Yeah. That dude, he's not healthy.
It is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, man, Trav, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. For the listener, it's a few days after we talked to Sugarcane Jane.
Yep. But
for us, it's not very long after. Nice. And I'll tell you what, that has got me excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love to hear somebody pushing back against tyranny. And so if you haven't heard that, you got to go back and listen.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's an interview. I don't know what we're calling it. The podcast with Sugarcane Jane. Really, really awesome stuff there.
Yeah, man. I mean, kudos to them for taking a stand, especially when they're giving up a gig after, with COVID lockdown, musicians of their stature. And if you don't know anything about Sugarcane Jane, you didn't listen to that podcast, obviously. But, Anthony Crawford, who plays with Sugarcane Jane, he was Neil Young's guitarist. He played with Steve Winwood. He played with Dwight Yoakam. He's a pretty powerhouse player. He's one of those unnamed musicians that you never hear of, but they play a big part in some of the names you have heard of. And, those guys took a stand, stood on principle, and backed out of a pretty big gig as far as notoriety goes, at least.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And because they didn't agree with the vaccine mandates. So, kudos to those guys.
And to reiterate, to shout out to the two restaurants that are putting on competing quote festivals with the 38 songwriters, Stinky's Bait Shack, Shunk Gully. If you guys are in the area, support them, go buy 100 beers, buy some food, buy some swag.
Yeah.
It's not only important that we support Sugarcane Jane, it's important that we support the people that are facilitating, the people that are making a stand against these mandates.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. But it's any business that supports liberty, man, I don't have a problem with mentioning free of charge at all.
And you podcast. Know what? I'm to the point now, I could care less if they actually believe in it or not, and they're just doing it to make money. Who cares? Go support them. We appreciate the hell out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're familiar with John Locke, to get all philosophical.
Uh-oh.
So John Locke was an apologist for William and Mary prior to the British Revolution. But he had a philosophy that we all do things based on self-interest, but that self-interest also turns into altruism. So through our own self-interest, we end up doing things for others.
Right.
And, whether Shunk and Stinky's are doing it to bring people in to buy beer or not.
Don't care.
They're making the right stance.
Well, and it goes back to, we've talked about it a lot, going back to the conversation with Thoe Bishop, is how do we, as liberty-minded people, positively reinforce politicians,
right,
businesses, artists, whoever that is making the stand? And how we support them is financially. Let's just call a spade a spade. I've donated to multiple people that have been on our podcast. I've donated to people I've heard on other podcasts. It's just $20.
Right.
I'm not changing what their campaign's doing with my money.
Right.
But I'm taking my hard-earned money and I'm saying, hey, look, I appreciate what you're doing. Here's $20. Okay. Or maybe the next time we go out to eat, we decide to go to Stinky's or Shunk Gully instead of somewhere else to support them and
because
give them our money.
Because
they made the
good,
right decision.
Making good decisions.
Right.
Yep.
And I've got to be sure to tell somebody there, hey, look, we were going to go to X place. We came here because you guys supported the Sugarcane Janes of the world and did not do the whole mandates and I got to see your vaccine card or a negative test or all that bullshit, the medical tyranny that's going on.
Yep.
We're here right now spending however much we spend because of that.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and I think if more people voted with their dollars,
yes,
that this world would be a better place. If you voted on principle with your dollars, it would be a much better place.
Trump voters could bankrupt every company in the country tomorrow.
Yeah,
period.
Just making the decision. You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of people bitch about Walmart, and I hate Walmart. Absolutely hate them. But I still shop there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we all those people who don't like the self-checkouts at Walmart, which I do, I like the self-checkouts because I can get in and out pretty quickly.
See, it depends, okay?
Yeah.
If I've got a few items, I'm a self-checkout guy.
Yeah.
If I've got a cart full of stuff, self-checkout's miserable.
Well, that's true. Absolutely true. But that being said, if you don't like Walmart, stop shopping there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go somewhere else. Go to Publix. Go to Winn-Dixie.
Yeah. I mean, sure. you know, there's simple things to do. There are, hey, turn your cable off and subscribe to a Blaze TV,
yep,
or something else. You know, like the voting with your dollar is far more powerful than a Facebook post.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I don't know how many people have made a Facebook post when Disney does something stupid.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, I see them with their kids and they've got the ears and then they're all embroidered. And like, hey, you know what? I just, not that I am a crusader by any stretch, but I got a carnival thing from the last time we all went on a cruise together today. Didn't even open it. Threw it right in the trash. Hey, as long as you're requiring a mask, as long as you're requiring proof of vaccine or negative test, I'm not. I don't care what you offer me, Carnival. I really want to go on a cruise. I would love to go on a cruise.
Oh yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
I don't care what you offer me. I'm not going.
Well, and you know, and along that same line, I get those every other week because I won a bunch of money in their casino.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. And they're trying to get me back.
See, I lost money in the casino, so they're trying to get me to come back too. Right. So it's kind of a catch-22 there.
But I also own a small travel agency.
Right.
And I refuse to book a cruise, not just for myself, but anybody else because of those mandates.
And look, it feels small. And it feels like you're not going to make a difference.
Right.
It does make a difference.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you've got to tell your neighbor. You've got to tell your friends on Facebook. You've got to tell everybody to band together because 100 million people that decide out of the United States that decide, hey, you know what? We're not going on Carnival cruises because you're doing all these things.
Yep.
They immediately have to change their policies.
Absolutely, they do. But as long as people are still going and they are packing the ships, they are going to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And look, I'm all down with the subverting authority and getting a fake this or a fake that as much as anybody.
Sure.
Carnival doesn't care.
No.
As long as they got your money. They care less what you just showed them because they don't really care about any of it anyways. They just want your dollar.
Right.
So
it's all for show.
Yep. You know, it is kind of weird without Dan here to like, hey, Dan, what's up next?
Yeah. And, yeah. He didn't have the slides.
Like, me and Wes had like a 5-minute conversation. Like, what the hell are we going to talk about?
Yeah, yeah, man. You know what's kind of funny? I'm kind of mad at Dan for getting sick because I actually had to. Usually, I just sit around and comment on the shit he brings.
Right.
And I actually had to pull up and get some information together to make sure we had something to talk about.
So, I want to get into two clips to start off with from Heavy D, the governor.
Yep.
You know, our governor. One of them is with Mark Levin, and one of them is from his State of the State address. Which by the time this comes out, it'll be last week.
Yeah.
But both of them are spot on. And the first one is so we're going to have Brian Claddis on very soon, next week, I believe.
Yep.
Is what we're trying to schedule. And I'm going to tell him again, and we're going to reiterate it. If the corporate press isn't talking bad about you, you're not doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Period. End of story. If you're waiting on a friendly column from the Washington Post,
you're not doing the right thing.
Correct. All right. So here is Heavy D talking about that.
Now, look, I mean, when you're over the target, they're going to come at you. But what I view it as positive feedback. If the corporate press nationally isn't attacking me, then I'm probably not doing my job. So the fact that they are attacking me is a good indication that, you know what, I'm tackling the big issues. We're going after critical race theory. We're fighting back against Biden's mandates. We're fighting back against the illegal immigration. All those things that a vast majority of Floridians and Americans want to see done, but that does threaten the ruling class and the regime. And so when you stand up in this day and age that we're in, when you're speaking the truth, those folks do not want that to get out. And so they are going to throw arrows at you. But I think that what we've been able to show is if you stand your ground, if you lead, if you don't back down and just stand for the right things, there's a groundswell of folks who will have your back. And that ultimately is what it's all about.
Now, oh, man, that's the truth right there. If you do the right thing, there's a people will follow.
Yes.
People will absolutely follow if you do the right thing.
Yeah. And look, a lot of people, and Floridians included, like to make up a false narrative that, you know, oh, we were open in Florida. Well, no, we weren't. There was a few weeks there where we weren't open. And right. We weren't, you know, that we couldn't go to a bar. That's how this podcast started.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. We were sitting in my driveway drinking. And
yeah.
Decided However, to start recording it.
Very early on, our governor started to say, whoa, hold on now. You said 2 weeks, you know, like, and started to walk it back, started to do those things. So what he just said there is the positive reinforcement he's been getting because, look, I've got the DeSantis hat on right now.
Yep.
I've got a bright-ass yellow shirt that says, don't tread on Florida.
Yep.
That I bought from his campaign website.
We have free Republic of Florida t-shirts available on our website at thedrivewaylibertypodcast.com.
And so that is the positive reinforcement. The New York Times is not going, if you're a Republican and you're not Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney, the New York Times isn't writing a nice piece about you.
Right.
Period. Put it out of your head. Okay. Ted Cruz has caught some heat recently, and from me specifically on Twitter, you know, he referred to January 6th as a terrorist attack. Hey, dude, I don't know where you're getting that information from, but I have a sneaky suspicion you're waking up in the morning and you're either reading the New York Times or you're reading the Politico tip sheet or the whatever.
Right.
But you're not in touch with your base.
Nope.
DeSantis has figured out how to be in touch with the base. He's figured out, and his base, Floridians, people that have moved to Florida, people around the country that tell me every time we go out of the state, dude, I fucking love your governor.
Yep.
He's gotten that positive reinforcement for doing the right thing. That's where liberty-minded people got to get better.
Yep, absolutely. If somebody is doing the right thing, just like our previous cast with Sugar Cane Jane, they took a stand. And I think they will be better off for it because liberty-minded people will support them, even if they don't necessarily like their music.
Right. Hey, Cards on the Table, Face Up. Hadn't really ever heard of them.
Yeah.
I've sent them to a few people now, and they love it, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to go listen to Sugar Cane Jane every single day, but, man, there's times I'm in that bluegrass, folksy feel. Man, and that's who I'm going to now.
Yeah, absolutely, because of the stance they took.
Because of the stance they took. And that is I keep reiterating, that positive reinforcement, we absolutely have to have that. We have to figure out how that we, sorry, my daughter's texting me about virtual driver's ed because she turns 15 in a few weeks.
Right.
We have to, whether it's financially, whether it is through Facebook, through anything, vote with our dollars, vote with anything. The positive reinforcement of the Sugar Cane Janes of the world, of the Ron DeSantis's of the world, of the anybody that's making a stand. If you see Rand Paul and you live in Florida, donate $20 to Rand Paul.
Yep.
Okay? He's one of the best senators we got. He's one of the few folks that's calling Fauci out nonstop.
Oh, yeah. He fucking butchered him earlier this week. Yeah. Yeah.
Give Rand Paul $20. If you can, give him $5 if you can.
Right.
Do anything. But you have to give that person the positive reinforcement of you're doing the right thing. I'm going to support you. I don't care what heat you get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the New York Times or Washington Post writes about you. I'm doing this for you.
Well, and we've talked about on this cast before, when a lot, and I attribute the mainstream media to the woke culture.
Yes.
They are trying to form cultural opinions based on the articles they put out. They are trying to shape how our culture is working. The problem with that is how they're trying to shape it is this liberal communist idea. And if you ignore that and continue to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, you're going to be okay because liberty-minded people are going to support you. And I can't help but feel, yeah, there's a bunch of liberal-minded people out. I mean, liberal-minded people out there. But I think liberty-minded people are the people who have their nose to the grindstone every day and are working. But when rubber meets the road, they are going to support you if you are doing the right thing. They're going to back you.
Yeah, and I think Trump is the perfect example of that. Trump came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Okay. And what was he talking about in 2015 and 2016 primary season?
He was talking about draining the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
Yeah.
Build the wall.
Yep.
Make America great again. Bring the jobs back.
All the things that regular, everyday Americans wanted.
Yes. And literally to the point, in 6 months, you went from like, wait, this dude's running for president, to there's a MAGA hat everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And what I believe a vast majority of Americans want is someone to lead. Someone like, so where I, you know, we've talked endlessly about the differences between Heavy D and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. But what 80, 90% of people want is a leader.
Yeah.
And I've said it before. If you're a leader and you happen to make a misstep, I'm going to call you on it.
Yeah.
However, similar to Ted Cruz, that called January 6th a terrorist attack, then a week later goes in front of the Senate committee and starts asking who Ray Epps is, how many FBI. Okay, you know what, Ted? I was really disappointed that you said it's a terrorist attack. However, we give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Because you're one of the few decent senators, including the two in Florida.
Right.
Or, excuse me, excluding the two in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
That we've got, and I can't just throw you to the side. I need you on my side. I need you to go fight. So if you paid attention to that January 6th stuff with Ted Cruz, he went from saying it's a terrorist attack to literally 1 week later, 1 week to the day from that clip coming out, he's asking how many FBI informants are there. Now, why did that happen? Do you think Ted Cruz cares? Or do you think he got so much negative reinforcement?
He got a little pressure.
He got a little pressure.
Yep.
Maj Torre from Black Guns Matter says this all the time. Make politicians afraid again.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't mean it from a physical standpoint. Maybe he does. I could care less.
Yeah.
But most normal folks are like, oh, that's not cool.
Yeah. But they should be afraid.
They should be afraid for their health and safety. But more than anything, if you don't do this, we just talked to Sugar Cane Jane that live in the reddest state in the country. And they said their school board recently was talking about shutting back down.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Get them out. Those people on that school board need to be voted out immediately. And they need to know, as of right now, middle of January 2022, the very next time you come up for vote, you're out. And I don't even care what you've done previously or what you've done in the past. The fact that you let this be talked about, it's over. You're not the right person. You're
absolutely
done.
No, you didn't stand up against that. You didn't stand on principle against something that's a major issue. You need to have your ass primaried.
Yep. And that's all of them.
Yep.
That is school board. That is your county commission, your city councilor.
Your probate judge if you vote for them, whoever.
Hey, your district attorney, whoever your local district attorney is, whether it's county, whether it's city, whether it's state, I don't give a shit who it is. That person is more important in your life than Joe Biden. And if you don't know who that person is and you're not holding them to account, you're failing.
Yeah, absolutely you are. Absolutely you are. So Matt Gaetz' sexual stuff hadn't gone away.
Again, we're back to this?
Well, apparently his ex-girlfriend testified on Wednesday, earlier today, before a federal grand jury that's investigating him on sex crimes, and a major development that suggests the Department of Justice may be moving forward to indict him. The ex-girlfriend, whose name is being withheld by NBC News to respect her, she is basically making a deal for immunity.
Yeah, of course.
To be able to testify against him. So apparently, allegedly, Gates had sex with a 17-year-old female for money. And flew her across state lines. So he's under possible indictment. He's being investigated for three distinct crimes: sex trafficking the 17-year-old, violating the Mann Act, which prohibits taking women across state lines for prostitution, and obstructing of justice. So, but he hasn't been arrested or charged with anything.
So, I'm going to place a caveat on this. If there's some evidence that comes out that proves he's guilty, I'm going to take back everything I say after this.
Yeah.
If you stand up to the regime and you are fighting in the proper way, this is what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. They will not hold back anything.
Correct. When Brian Cloutis comes back on, guess what? Hey. If you go fight the regime, guess what's coming? They sat there with Brett Kavanaugh, who is probably the most gigantic nerd in history.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people in this country that still believe that he is an alcoholic gang rapist.
Yep. Because of the negative news that came out. Yep.
So someone like Gates, if this is false, which I've yet to see anything that leads me to believe it's not, okay, if that changes, I'll retract my statement. Someone like Gates, who has actual power in the Congress, who is actually showing up on January 6th and saying, hey, I think this was an FBI psyop. We really need to learn more about the FBI. And why are we holding Americans, actual Americans, as political prisoners?
You're right.
That person's going to get the full weight of the FBI, DOJ, everybody sent them.
Yep.
That is the time that we live in.
Yeah, it is.
There's too many people on our side that want to live in the Pollyanna worldview of the founders. And if George Washington was here, hey, you know what? George Washington ain't here. You have to wrap your head around the fact that the FBI hates you. The FBI will do anything to take you down. And it's only because of your politics. And it's only because you oppose them and the fact that they shouldn't have this power.
Right.
And that you believe in the kind of true American values. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
There is no I support the FBI, but.
Yeah.
No. They are a political police force now.
Absolutely they are. I mean, you look at majority of the federal jurisdictions. You look at the Tea Party. What's the last you heard out of that? When the IRS was used as a enforcement arm to shut them up.
Yep.
Just 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anything out of the Tea Party anymore.
Nope.
And the problem is, we sit back and we believe what our government tells us,
mm-hmm.
which is not a good thing.
What I think about people on the political right, however you want to call it, liberty-minded, Republicans, libertarian, maybe not libertarians, but they want to have, and I want to have it, and I used to up until the last really probably 4 years, have this Pollyanna worldview of, oh, we have this separation of power, and we have this document called the Constitution that protects us. It is before the Supreme Court of whether or not I will be forced to get a fucking shot to keep my job. That's not separation of powers.
No.
Because the only reason that it's even out of Supreme Court is because the executive branch couldn't get it passed through the legislative branch. So they went to the administrative branch, which is basically our fourth arm of government now.
Right.
And said, hey, you're going to go enforce this on certain companies. Okay. We are at a different time and a place. We liberty-minded people have to realize that. And our actions have to be different. And they have to be from a sense of reality of, hey, you know what? The Constitution outside of the Second Amendment is really not protecting me much right now.
Right.
And actually, if we want to talk about the Second Amendment, I can't go buy a machine gun tomorrow. Why? Because my rights have already been infringed.
All right.
So we have to, as much as we hate to, grasp the reality that we live in a post-constitutional society. We live in a society where the FBI, CIA, the whole long list of three-letter government agencies hate my fucking guts.
Yep.
Would probably prefer me dead. And we have to operate that in that manner with that mindset moving forward. And we have to realize that if we make a stand, if the Driveway Liberty podcast blows up, we're getting 1 million downloads a week, somebody's coming after us.
Yeah.
Just period.
Well, I mean, you already see that when we were advertising our Christmas gear. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you had the liberals, all of the comments that we had on, I mean, fucking t-shirt.
Right, on a t-shirt that said Free Republic of Florida.
Yeah.
Where most of these fucking people lived.
Yeah. I mean, majority of the comments, actually all of the comments, were fucking negative about that. Well, death Sanis. And blah, blah, right. Really?
Yep.
And it's the left feeling it necessary to shut the right up.
Yes.
That's all it was.
Well, and for a long time they could get away with it.
Yeah.
For the whole 2008 campaign cycle and 2012, you couldn't, if you happened to speak ill of, you know, the godchild Barack Obama, it's because you were racist, not because you disagree with his policies.
Right.
Well, then they've just kept amplifying it. And now, I mean, who knows? I'm sure we're considered white supremacists or domestic terrorists, yeah, or whatever. God knows what the FBI agent that listens to us has us classified as. But it's not true.
Right.
And your accusations no longer mean anything to me because you've just made stupid accusations right. For a long time.
Yeah, you've made baseless accusations.
Yeah.
And look, you call me whatever you want to. I know where I stand. I know mm-hmm. I know who I am. I know my political philosophy, and liberty is for all.
Yep.
I'm not a white supremacist.
Nope.
Even though I grew up in Georgia, and there are a few of them there.
I mean, I grew up like 8 miles from where Rosa Parks would get off the bus.
Right. So. But, you know, that's, you could call me that all you want to, but that's not me. I want you to be able to live your life free of government intervention,
mm-hmm.
regardless of your race, creed, religion, whatever. I don't care.
Look, again, I go back to it, and I'm no genius. But when somebody tells me, like, oh, don't you believe in systemic racism? Yes, I do. Reduce the system by 90%.
And then it won't be a problem.
And then we don't have to worry about it anymore. And those people look at me like, wait, what did you just say? Like, oh, I could care less whether we actually agree there's systemic racism. The system is the problem, whether it's racism, classism, sexism, any of that. Like, let's just say the system's a problem, so let's reduce it by 90% so the effects of it are less. Right?
Absolutely. And I can't tell you how many times over the last 20 years I've said, well, if you have a problem with who's in office, maybe that person has too much power.
Yes.
And that includes your congressman, that includes your state representatives, your governor.
That includes your unelected bureaucrats at code enforcement in Walton County. Absolutely. That every one of them can spread my rear end cheeks open and take a big old kiss.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Look, I would love, and Dan has said it a couple times recently. Well, how do we get a government that's not managed by mob rule? We don't, unfortunately.
Right.
The nature of man says that we don't get that.
Yeah.
Okay. People are going to exploit their positions. But we are in, so hold on, let me just double check this before I say it. I went and looked up the 2020 presidential election in Walton County, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to say, do you know how much Donald Trump won by in Walton County in 2020?
Wasn't it like 60% or better?
It was 51.7%.
Oh, wow.
Donald Trump got 75.4% of the vote. Joe Biden had 23.7, Joe Jorgensen had 0.8, and nobody else really even barely got into double digits. Okay. And in that county, we have a code enforcement, unelected officials shutting down legal businesses left and right.
Absolutely.
On top of the Horsepower Pavilion, there's another one, I'll tell you off the air because I'm not allowed to mention it on the air, that has had a portion of their business shut down. That has followed every rule.
Hmm.
And we, again, 51.7% is how much Trump won by in this county. We are the reddest county in the entire state of Florida, or fairly close to it. And that's what's going on with our unelected bureaucrats. No, that cannot happen.
Right.
I would love to go back to my house tonight and not have to go check up on these assholes.
That would be a beautiful thing. And what sucks, what fucking sucks, is one of the higher-ups in code enforcement claims to be a conservative who lives right here in our neighborhood.
Oh, he's a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 100% a Trump voter.
But yet he's okay.
Yeah. And
with fucking just using government mm-hmm. to stomp the life out of business and individuals yes. trying to make a living.
And he's going to say, well, I mean, there's a law and a code for that.
Yeah.
Okay. And my problem, and the reason I don't call myself a conservative, is what are we conserving?
Yeah.
Mr. Code Enforcement, second in command, Captain Conservative Trump voter, what are you actually conserving? Oh, what you're conserving is the big government.
Right.
Because that's what the actual word means. I'm conserving the rules and laws that we have. No, fuck you. I want them gone.
There are just laws and there are unjust laws.
Right.
And if you are enforcing unjust laws, you are part of the problem. And that being said, I got to piss like a racehorse.
Yeah, me too. All right, man. Sorry, I got going and I forgot I had to piss, cool. And then we slowed down and I was like, I got to piss.
We'll be right back right after we piss.
Hey guys, it's Wes again.
Yeah, right. I know you're tired of hearing my voice. But did you know that you, the listener, can help support the Driveway Liberty podcast? How do you do that, you might ask? Well, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Driveway Liberty Podcast to learn more. As a matter of fact, for being a supporter, we got some really neat swag that we're giving away. So go check it out. Hey, let's get back to the cast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. I think we got some Bill Maher to discuss.
I know. I miss Dan. Dan.
Yeah.
It's so much easier when Dan just does all the heavy lifting. I mean,
yeah, we just make smart ass comments all night. Yeah.
I feel like I've worked like double time. I should get double the PTO.
Right. I hate giving Dan so much credit. I mean, because we fuck with him so hard.
All right. So the media sucks, which I think we know.
Yeah.
But
definitely. We didn't get a background on these cigarettes that were handed to me.
Oh, homeboy bought them. He's quit smoking. He really just wanted one or two, and he said, get them away from me.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm going to smoke the whole pack.
Okay, fair enough.
So you got free cigarettes.
Nice.
I mean, they're not necessarily.
It's not my brand, but I'll smoke the shit out of them. Yeah.
So, and that'd be a good backup. Like, hey, I'm going to stick them in my console on the off chance. Save me a trip at 10:30.
Right. If I need a couple. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So anyways, back to the media. Here's Bill Maher, and he is talking about basically the media's enemy of the American people. Mm.
But what about liberals? You know, the high information by the science people. In a recent Gallup survey, Democrats did much worse than Republicans in getting the right answer to the fundamental question: what are the chances that someone who gets COVID will need to be hospitalized? The answer is between 1 and 5%. 41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% put the chances at 20 to 49. So almost 70% of Democrats are wildly off on this key question, and also have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. All of which explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states. So if the right-wing media bubble has to own things like climate change denial, shouldn't liberal media have to answer for, how did your audience wind up believing such a bunch of crap about COVID? Ooh.
When you got left-wing commentators, and he's an admitted left-wing commentator,
mm-hmm.
bringing up comments like that. I mean, are your policies worth a shit?
No. And I go back and forth with Bill Maher. I wonder if he's trying to rein his party in, or is he trying to speak the truth? Now, it may be both, right?
Maybe, or he's just trying to be a contrarian.
But, well, I don't know. Here's a perfect example, okay? I'm going to play another clip, and I didn't tell you we're playing this clip. Minute and 40 seconds.
Okay.
And you're going to hear about someone that has clearly listened to the wrong advice when it comes to COVID, okay?
All right.
This is a local news clip, so it might take a minute to get into it. Just
all right.
A classroom feels to me like it should be an extension of my home.
That's Sarah Beam, Cypher ISD, confirming the 41-year-old has been a Cypress Falls High School English teacher since 2011. The educator nowhere to be found earlier today. We were greeted at the front door by an unidentified woman. Conversation ending just after a few seconds.
Yeah, she's not home right now.
Okay. No, I can get a hold of her?
No, I do not. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Cypher ISD police showed up just a few moments later. KPRC, the only TV station there, as they tried to make an arrest. They, too, left empty-handed, though. Court records say the 41-year-old pulled into the Pridgen Stadium drive-through testing site on Monday. They go on to say a witness told police she was gathering information from drivers in line waiting to be tested when she came in contact with Beam, who, quote, confirmed that her son, who had tested positive for COVID, was in the trunk of her car. According to authorities, Beam told the witness the 13-year-old was put there to prevent her from being exposed to COVID while driving. Court records say
that is a high school teacher.
Put her kid in
the suburbs
trunk.
Of Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Who had a 13-year-old son test positive. She put him in the trunk to take him to a testing site so that he didn't spread it to her.
Golly, man. Jeez. Put her kid in the fucking trunk.
Yeah, and now she's going to be arrested because you put your kid in the fucking trunk.
Right? And she should be arrested.
Yeah, and she should probably have her kids taken and lose her job. And here's my biggest issue with liberty-minded people, okay? And this is myself included. That person should be shamed out of society the same way the KKK was.
You're right.
That person, similar to our code enforcement, should have a hard time getting a job at the Whataburger drive-thru.
Yes.
Okay? The reason the KKK is not prevalent in 2022 America isn't that they just decided, you know what, we kind of dig black people. It's cool.
Yeah.
We're just going to let it ride.
They were shamed into going underground.
Yeah, and there's nobody. Nobody will admit publicly that they're in the KKK, and who knows, they might have 300 members across the country.
Right.
Total. 50 years ago, it was widely accepted.
Yeah. 70 years ago, it was a viable part of society.
Correct. We successfully shamed that out of our society.
Right.
Okay. That person who thinks they have to put their 13-year-old kid in a trunk, who is an educated person, quote, educated person,
yeah,
working, teaching
kids,
needs to be shamed out of our society. Needs to no longer, like, when she goes to fill out the application at the local Whataburger to work the drive-thru for barely above minimum wage, the Whataburger manager should look at that person and be like,
I don't know. Put your kid in a trunk.
You're really asking me to go out on a limb here.
Put all this mustard on this hamburger.
Right. Like, yeah. Can I truly trust you to run my drive-thru window?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the Whataburger close to us. It's the worst Whataburger on earth.
Yeah, it is.
Could they truly trust her to run the drive-thru? No, that person needs to be so completely shamed out of our society, they have a hard time getting a job at Whataburger.
Yes, absolutely. And her kids need to be placed in a better place.
Yeah.
An orphanage is a better place than being put in a trunk.
That's probably a pretty good kid there.
Yeah.
To agree to get put in the trunk.
Yeah.
I mean, what I really want to know, more than anything, more than the court records, I would have loved a camera to record the conversation of the mom telling this kid to go get in the trunk.
Yeah. Well, you got the COVID. You got to get in the trunk. I can't get it.
What?
Holy cow.
And that's in the Houston suburbs. Schools that have been open. Schools that have not had mask mandates. And there are still people in there that are putting their kids in the fucking trunk.
That's ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, I mean, here's the thing. All right, and I think you can attest to this. When your daughter was born and you first laid eyes on that beautiful soul that just came out of that vagina or that C-section, whatever.
C-section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same for us. I mean, dude, the love and the willing. So before my daughter was born, I would do anything possible to stay out of jail. Because I had a great fear of sodomy.
Yeah, well, I still do, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I still do.
But
the moment she was born, I was willing to do anything I had to do to protect that child. And to think that some mom would put that kid in a damn trunk.
It's not just you're right. Like the jail thing, the whole long story was about how I got married and my daughter being born. Right.
Right. But
let's just say if you go look at the math, but between when my anniversary is and when my daughter was born, there ain't a whole lot of extra time in there.
Right.
Okay? But when she was born, the first time I held her, it was like my brain completely spun. And I said, I would die for this human.
Right.
Multiple times.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't care.
No question.
And to this day, my wife laughs because, you know, my kid is like my BFF. We've got so many inside jokes that are kind of half of them are making fun of my wife and half of them are just inside jokes.
Right.
But all the time she's like, you too, I can't deal with you. Okay. But if we're sitting in your driveway, I live right up the road.
Right.
If on my Ring camera, I saw somebody with a gun, heaven forbid, I between my house and here, anybody that's in the way will die.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel so strongly about my kid and knowing your kid, and I love your kid because you guys are like family here. And if you saw on your Ring camera right now something like that was going down, we'd both be loading up and going down there.
Right.
Because she's not my kid, but the understanding of that love for your kid and the willingness would make me go down there and put my own life online for your kid because of that.
So I don't know. Obviously, I don't know this person who lives in the Houston suburbs who got arrested for putting their kid in the trunk.
Yeah,
but my assumption is she has been to a commie indoctrination center, got her education degree, which really just teaches you how to teach, doesn't teach you about any specific
subjects. Yeah.
And she's probably heard repeatedly how for women trying to get ahead, that children are a detriment to that.
Right.
Okay. Because my wife, your wife, Dan and his wife would say the exact same thing. They would lay down their life multiple times for three extra breaths for their kids. All of us feel the exact same way.
Absolutely.
Okay, my daughter has tested positive for COVID. You know what? She felt like shit. She walked up to the couch, was like, Dad, I feel like crap. Bring it on in, sweetheart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever, okay? If comforting you gives me COVID, so be it.
You're right.
This person thinks so much more of themselves than their kids. And I want to go back to, it's a Houston, Texas suburb. This isn't San Francisco. This isn't New York, Chicago. Right.
This is supposed to be a conservative state with liberty-minded people.
Right. And so let's pause on how she feels about her kid. How does she feel about the kids that she's teaching?
Oh, yeah.
And what is she teaching them?
Exactly.
Oh, man, and you know, we talked about it with Sugar Cane Jane, and I do mean it. I will put up a large sum of money to get rid of that school board in Baldwin County Alabama. That's talking about masking, going back to virtual, all that. Whatever I got to do to help, I will help. And that doesn't affect me or my daughter in any way, shape, or form. It makes me so fucking sick to my stomach that that's happening a few counties over.
Right.
That I'm willing to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the affinity for the next generation when you have a kid, it's not just your kid. Obviously, you would do things for your kid that you wouldn't do for somebody else's kid. But when you have a kid, you're supposed to have an affinity for that next generation.
Yes.
To do anything you can within your power that's reasonable to protect them.
Well, never in history if we ask the younger generation to completely give up their life to save an older generation.
Right.
What was the Japanese nuclear? Was it Fukushima? Was that their nuclear plant?
Hiroshima.
No, Hiroshima, Nagasaki was where we dropped the bombs. Right. The plant that...
Fukushima.
Do you know what the local elders did in Fukushima? The local elders said, hey, we will go in there and try to stop this from blowing up.
Y'all get out.
All the young people get out. Because what they said was, we've lived our lives.
Yep.
We've given all to society we can give. And now the only thing we can give back to society is not asking the young people to die in our stead.
Right.
And since March of 2020, we've completely lost that. Every answer has been, oh, you just want to kill grandma. Hey, look, I don't want my grandma to die. Wes, I don't want your grandma to die if she's still alive, God willing.
Neither one.
I don't want Dan's grandma to die. Right. Let's talk about Dan's wife's mom, Nana. I don't want Nana to die.
Right.
Okay. I don't want any of them to die. At the end of the day, who's more important to the future of our society? Is it all of our kids that are teenagers right now, or is it Nana?
It's the kids.
It's the kids. Nana has given everything. Okay. Nana has made all the lasagnas. Nana has given birth to three or four kids.
She needs to make about one more lasagna.
Yeah, no shit. I can go for a fucking lasagna right now.
Right.
Oh.
That was a gunshot.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have just heard a gunshot in the neighborhood. That's not good.
Speaking of the Ring camera, let me pull mine up real quick.
Yeah, you might want to do that. I think that was a little closer than that, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't seem like anything's going on in my house. Okay.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Let me check the neighborhood page, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening.
Sorry about that. I know that's kind of dead air, but
yeah,
odd that we hear a gunshot to that level.
Yeah, especially that close. We are looking into this.
Anyways,
yeah,
that was a little bit too close comfort at 7:57 when we're recording.
Yep.
You know, if it was still somewhat daylight and duck season, which it currently is, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, but that was not on the bay. That was like down the street.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I guess we should trudge on till we know what's going on.
I guess so. I kind of feel like I forgot what we were talking about.
I kind of feel like I need to grab my sidearm out of that truck.
Yeah. You know, because I traveled this week, I was, mine is in my, suitcase still. I didn't put it back in the truck. So anyways, all right. So I don't want this to be the Heavy D fan club show, but man, he gave a state of the state this week. And this clip right here, oh, it's so good. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Florida has become the escape hatch for those chafing under authoritarian, arbitrary, and seemingly never-ending mandates and restrictions. Even today, across the nation, We see students denied an education due to reckless, politically motivated school closures, workers denied employment due to heavy-handed mandates, and Americans denied freedoms due to a coercive biomedical apparatus. These unprecedented policies have been as ineffective as they have been destructive. They are grounded more in blind adherence to Faucian declarations than they are in the constitutional traditions that are the foundation of free nations.
Preach.
Florida is a free state.
Yes, it is.
I think it's just more clapping, but I want to let it play out.
Yeah, no, it deserves a lot of clapping. Deserves a lot of clapping.
And you know, I think about this fact a lot. The small amount of votes he won by in 2018, what that has meant to so many people's lives. But I don't, in 2018, when he was running, he never sounded like that. Now, he was pretty good, right?
Right.
But he Ron DeSantis didn't sound like that. He wasn't preaching that kind of brimstone and fire.
Well, I mean, he was necessary the normal at that point. Political right. game.
Yeah. I don't think it was necessary at that point.
Right.
To do that. But so we have to. And look, he's not perfect. He's not a god. I'm not going to lay down and pray to DeSantis tonight.
No.
Okay. And when he does something like Ted Cruz calling January 6th a terrorist attack, I'm going to call him out. But that is the rhetoric every politician has to, on the right, as a Republican, if they're not saying that same thing exactly as a governor or anything, they got to go. They just got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we hammer this point. You've got to take a stance. You've got to stand up for liberty.
Yeah.
Because without liberty, we have nothing.
Yeah.
You are a ward of the state. And that's problematic because that doesn't work. That does not create an opportunistic society where you can live your life the way you want to live it. You're living at the leisure of an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a way to live.
I agree. And I think here is the benefit of Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is by far and away the most popular governor on the political right. As it sits currently.
Yep.
What he does and how he leads is changing other states.
Absolutely. They're seeing that he's leading from the front.
Right.
And he's leading with a philosophy of liberty.
Right.
And that it's working.
Because here's a 45-second clip you're going to hear that you would have never heard in a purple state like Arizona. Before someone like Ron DeSantis, okay, so this is Doug Ducey, who I don't think is that great. I really don't. He's done not much to make me think very highly of him, but listen to what he says and how he says it, okay?
All right. 50-plus years ago, politicians stood in the schoolhouse door and wouldn't let minorities in. Today, union-backed politicians stand in the schoolhouse door and won't let minorities out. Many of our poor kids and children of color are trapped in a failing school. It's time to set these families free.
That's some serious school choice right up there.
Right? Absolutely.
And look, he is not in Florida where he's going to win by double digits. Heavy D is going to win by double digits.
Right.
Like that's a foregone conclusion at this point.
Yes.
Okay. He's in Arizona, a purple state, with two Democratic senators.
Yep.
And to make that stand in a purple state is a big deal What he just talked about was the most little L libertarian way of thinking about schools, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Get it. We probably shouldn't have government funded schools, but if we are, the parents should get the money to decide where their kids get educated.
Absolutely, they should.
That's what he just said right there. And what he did was pretty brilliant. I don't know who wrote that speech, but he turned it around and said, oh, well, that's cool. Y'all just hate black people. Yeah. And you don't want them to get a good education.
He used the liberal argument against the liberal.
Yes. And I believe it was the first or second podcast we talked about, the rules for radicals.
Yeah. Alinsky's method.
Yeah, Alinsky's method. The right's getting better at that.
Yeah.
Not perfect. But, man, it's... I'd say there's so many good things, and it sucks. We look at inflation at 7% that came out the day that we're recording, right? Yep. And we look at gas prices, and you look at bare shelves, and it's real easy to just get down, right? And you look at what our FBI and CIA have become. And, man, it's easy to just go to the house and mope around. But, man, you look at some of these things that are happening, you know, these small wins. Gun rights in America in 2022 are far better than they were in 1982.
Yeah.
In 1922. Okay? That's wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason we're not Australia is that Second Amendment. And the more that we keep expanding those gun rights, the less likely we are to ever be that. So.
Yeah, because they're living a prisoner's existence in Australia, right?
Yes. In Canada, you couldn't walk your dog after 10 p.m.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
what?
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I wish Dan was here. I would have done more. But, you know, Project Veritas, which I want to encourage everybody, go look at the document leak that they just dropped. And if those documents are true... The United States Department of Defense knew in April of 2020 that there are medications that stop COVID.
Yeah.
Cure COVID. They actually call them curatives.
Yes.
If that document's to be believed.
Yeah, right.
And, you know.
They have purposely suppressed that.
Yes.
Purposely suppressed that.
When I tell people, you know, I'm pretty much borderline anarchy at this point, and they kind of get that freak out moment of like, oh, my God. I'm like, you want to live under this?
Yeah.
This is what you would prefer to live under? Where your rights are being trampled? You're God-given. Look, not even Constitution-given. God-given. Rights are being trampled.
Born with those rights.
Yes.
So I've got some quick hit stuff.
All right, quick hit.
All right, so we already mentioned inflation at 7%. It's the highest it's been in 40 years.
By the way, I'm down with retro, bringing some of the 80s stuff back.
Sure.
Not gas prices and inflation, though.
Well, gas prices in the 80s are cheaper than they are now.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah. They were in the 80s. They were less than a dollar in the 80s.
But the inflation percentage, I'm not down with bringing back.
No, absolutely not.
You know, some quick economics, which I know you know, Wes, but the Fed and the government stuck. Do they keep a low interest rate to keep this inflation rolling? Or do they crank the inflation rate to try to combat inflation and send us into a recession? And on top of all of that, we're in a midterm election year.
Yeah, well, the last thing that they want to do is send us into the current people in power want to do is send us into a recession. But we're a borderline recession right now. I mean, if you look at inflation, you look at the cost of milk, you look at the cost of gas, you look at the cost of other groceries and meat,
mm-hmm.
and you know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's the, you know.
And there's not one single projection on just typical proteins, pork, chicken, beef, that says before August of 2022, we're going to see significant price declines.
Yeah.
You know, you might see a penny or two here or there in the commodity market, but you're not going to see a 30-cent drop in ground beef. So, oh, wow, okay, there's a lot of ground beef, and it's a little bit cheaper, so taco night didn't cost me $40
right.
when it used to cost me $25 at my house.
It's ridiculous.
It's not coming.
Absolutely ridiculous. So, speaking of which, I mean, the White House on defensive over surging inflation. They are defensive on that.
Yeah, they should be because they're about to get murdered.
As the paychecks are wiped out by the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. If your milk's costing you double, your gas is triple what it was a year ago. You know, regardless of how much you make, it's being wiped out.
Well, just from a personal standpoint, I got a 4% cost of living raise that just started.
Yep.
Well, if inflation is 7%, guess what?
You're 3% in the hole.
I'm 3% in the hole.
Absolutely. So Dems also have a new strategy. I'm doing quick hit news headlines real quick. This is something we haven't done because Dan's usually the one that does all the slides and shit. But he's
just
not
left
here.
Us hanging.
He just left us hanging with his corona. So
I'm charging him a PTO day.
Yeah, need to. We're going to have an evaluation here. But the proposed ticket that the Dems are actually supporting is Biden-Cheney because the liberal shit isn't working, so they're trying to bring in rhinos to fucking drag in voters.
Can I tell you the most disgusting thing I've seen in the last couple of years?
Sure.
Which is saying a lot, is on January 6th, when Democrat politicians bring in Dick Cheney and are clapping and standing up for Dick fucking Cheney.
Oh, well, that tells you all you need to know about Dick fucking Cheney.
Yeah.
You know.
And, yeah, okay.
Speaking of dead people, I thought this was...
Speaking of people that shot other people in the face.
Yeah. I thought this was pretty funny, and it may be too soon.
Too soon.
It was a headline.
It's never too soon.
Headline I saw that Harry Reid lies in the state capitol. Well, that's not the first fucking time he's done that.
That's pretty consistent with what Harry Reid's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Harry Reid, big Area 51, you know, kind of weed supporter too towards the end of his life. Once he got like some kind of crazy cancer or something.
He was all
real
big
on. Yeah.
Yeah. He was into the weed then.
Well, and, you know, the one thing I'll never forget about Harry Reid was when they went with the nuclear option and Cocaine Mitch, who's not good for much, but every now and then. And he stood up and he told him, hey, you can do this. You have the votes.
But it's coming back to haunt you later.
You're going to regret it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A couple of more real quick. Army ups bonuses for recruits to $50,000. I think that's a product of, number one, the mandatory vaccine.
Yep.
And the fact that they're being very particular about only allowing liberals in the military these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. You wouldn't have to up your recruiting bonus if you didn't fire a bunch of folks.
Right. Recently. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What do I know? I don't run the most inefficient organization on earth, so...
And the New York City is allowing non-citizens to vote.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The most un-American thing I've heard in a minute is that headline.
Liberty-minded people. And now, the whole voting rights stuff, I think people are starting to push back on. But... Everybody who just happened to be the fastest sperm in America 9 months previously doesn't deserve to vote.
Right. I think there should be a test.
Yeah, a test. Do you own something, anything?
Right.
Or you just $100,000 in student loan debt and you have to rent an apartment. Okay, well, maybe you're not the person that deserves to vote. Never in human history has there ever been you know what? You were the fastest sperm 9 months ago, so you get the right to vote in this country.
Right.
And our founders in our country are spinning in their graves at just, we should let everybody vote. No, fuck you. Yeah. We should let less people vote.
Yes, absolutely. And yet... New York City is allowing people who aren't even citizens of the United States to vote in their city elections.
God, I tell you what, I think it's an extremely small chance. But what if they just all went hard red and flipped the city?
That would be great. That would be fucking awesome. But
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they would do that.
They would have not allowed the bill to go through in the city of New York had they thought that.
And it's technically against the New York State Constitution. Not that it matters, depending on what judge you get, but I'm feeling very iffy about the justice system these days.
And I'm feeling iffy about anything government related.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, with that being
including code enforcement, like the TDC and code enforcement have got me real sideways.
Yeah. Well, you got to fight back, folks. You got to take part in your local government. You got to take part in your city and county governments, your state government.
Hey, like Anthony from Sugar Cane Jane said, go get kicked out of a fucking school board meeting.
Absolutely. You don't have to be educated in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an attorney. Just get involved.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be nice about it.
No, absolutely not.
You don't have to be this Pollyanna American view of how politics works. Go watch some late night C-SPAN of the freaking British Parliament when they're talking bad about each other's mother.
And throwing fucking chairs at each
throwing
other.
Chairs.
They get fucking militant.
Okay. Yeah. If it means that much to you well, okay. All right. Sorry.
No.
I got to pee.
It's that time.
I'm shocked we went an hour without Dan giving us content.
Hey, man, we actually went over. So with that being said, for Travis, I'm your Uncle Wes, and for Dan, who's out with Corona, we'll see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
For the 200th time.
Yeah, absolutely.